Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lykin. How may I help you today?
Hi, I received an email from Costco.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, you said what happened now?
I said I received an email from Costco, like winning some type of things there. Do we have to pay just shipping, or are they going to charge you more?
Have you already filled out for it?
Yeah.
All right, let me see if I can pull it up for you. What's your zip code?
01001.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Lenora Hassani.
And you just, did you put your information in already for the shipping to pay for it?
I did put the address, but I didn't put the card.
I was about to say, if you didn't put the card, and what is it? Okay, or do you still have the ad pulled up?
Yeah.
All right, so read the ad and find the terms and conditions and read it, and it'll tell you in there if they're going to charge you any other fees.
Okay, let me see. I received an email. Congratulations, you dear Linda. We want you open the like it's saying to me, congratulations, dear blah blah blah. Open the app and I press okay. When I press it, I filled up everything, and it has their vacuum, it has headphones, it has everything.
All right, so fine. Keep on, pass all that information and see if you see the terms and conditions.
Terms and conditions?
Yes, ma'am.
Should I go from the beginning, you're saying?
Yeah, read the information to me. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and they ask me how do you shop in Costco, and I press those, and that's it. And they ask, at the end, it's asking me for the card number.
All right, and what else is it saying?
Nothing, just the card number, and that's it. And it gives in me 4 minutes to give the card number. Okay. So, light. Complete order. So it's asking me to complete the order. Shop now with convenient, safe, and security code. So I press to get the Dyson vacuum.
Yes, ma'am.
And then what should I do?
Are you putting the information in?
I already did put the information except the card number, so I'm waiting. Should I?
Are you putting it in now?
Should I put the card?
Yes, you can go ahead and put it in. Just make sure you read everything before you submit it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm scared because maybe like those vacuums are expensive. It's $400, and I don't have that $400 in my account. So I'm scared to put the card. So you're not going to be able to see through my email?
I'm saying that's what I'm telling you to read the information there. Once what is it showing in there after this payment method? What is it saying after that?
Oh, after that, it's showing the vacuum and some type of information there. Telling how vacuum works and how filter and charging. It's telling you how long you have to charge a vacuum and stuff.
What is it? No, I'm saying the terms and conditions on there.
The term, it doesn't say anything.
You don't see anything on there? After
no.
You submit the payment method, it's not showing any information on there?
No.
Okay, well then whatever it tells, usually in the terms and conditions, it'll tell you if there's any extra fees or anything you have to pay. I'm not sure why yours wouldn't be showing.
No, it doesn't show. Only in the beginning when I press it, I see how much the vacuum costs, and I have to pay $9.99, something like that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, just put your information in there and submit it and see what it says.
Okay, so if they charge me, if I call you, you will be able to cancel?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me put my card there and see. Not going to believe that because, I'm scared because that vacuum is expensive. If you go to Costco, it's $600. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh yes, ma'am.
So does anybody win stuff like that, or I'm the only one?
Basically, what it is it's an entry to win it. So basically, when you put your information in, if you happen to be selected, then they'll send the information to your email.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, I'm gonna try with the card number, right?
Yes, ma'am.
May, year, 22. Okay, back of the card. 999. Submit. Okay, let's see now. Bless you.
No, ma'am, you go ahead.
It says submit your info and it's continuing.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Complete your order. Okay. Submit your info. You credit card declined. Please use another one. What is that? Okay.
It declined it.
Yeah, why?
I'm not, let me see if I can put, I'm not sure if it went through. Let me see if it'll show me. What's your zip code?
That's 01001. Let me see. Maybe I pressed something wrong. 3 4 3. Okay, 0 0.
Right, what was your
Wow.
first and last name? Let me see if it went through
Oh,
so I can
wow.
see why they declined it. What's your first and last name?
Eleonora Hassani.
What is it now?
Lenora Hassani.
You said the first name is Lenora.
Yes.
Is that Lenora?
Yes.
I don't think it went through because it's not showing me information. No, I don't think it went through. I'm not sure why it would be declining. That's why I told you to see if there were anything else showing in the feeds or anything, or how much was they actually trying to bill you for.
Maybe because maybe the vacuum charge costs more and I don't have enough money in bank. That's why, right?
That may be. Well, that's why I said, that's why I was telling you to find those terms.
Ah, okay.
So that way it could tell you how, you know, because sometimes, you know, it'll give you different information in the terms and conditions. So it just depends. If it's asking for more than, you know, what's on your card, then that's probably why it's declining.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to see now in my bank. Oh. Yep. Maybe they ask for more, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it. Good. See, they said $9.99. Congratulations, you win. And they never, like, who knows what they try to do. Okay, let me try to go back. Okay. I don't know. I'm going to see. I'm going to continue again, but I take out that thing. You have a... It makes you go... quiz, to make a quiz.
Ma'am, what is it saying?
I went back again to try and do it.
And,
it
and what did it say?
To quiz, to take a quiz, like a quiz. See, again, okay. Now they change the type of vacuum. See, it say 350. They cross it with a red. Shipping. Only you want to pay for shipping. $4.95. And they have laptop here. It costs, it used to be $5.50, now it's shipping only 19, 00 payment. That mean like they're not going to charge you any except for the shipping, you know?
Okay, well, I'm not, well, like I said, well, contact your card holder then and see why they're not letting it through them. Sometimes if it's not something you usually do, sometimes they'll decline it just to make sure it's you trying to sign up. So just contact them and see why it was declined because it's not pulling up for me.
Okay. Well, are you in charge of this website or no?
No, not the website, but we handle the billing for them.
Oh, okay. So, did you work for this website for Costco or anything?
No, we're the ones that give you the terms and conditions and pull up the billing for you. But the ad, I guess you said it came through Costco.
Oh, okay. So it's not scam?
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Long as it's not scam. I lost the other vacuum, you know. Now they have different one. But that one, it was good. Dyson.
Oh, okay.
But maybe if I try to go back in again and fill up, I will have it too. Okay, honey. Thank you for helping me.
All right, you're so welcome. Well, thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You guys are only, if we get charged or if we are not happy, you guys will return the money back, right?
Ma'am?
Yes.
You said what happened now?
I said you work only for if they charge us, for example, if they charge me, you will be able to return the money back, right?
Yes, I'll be able to help you with putting up the account. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have
Bye.
A great day. Thank
you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.